This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescriptions or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $30 off your contact lenses by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW or entering the promo code WDW. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, March 21st, and this is episode 1605 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
See how quick Terry picked that up?
That was good, yeah. Today we are talking about there's two controversies that hit this week. The number one is...
Not the ones you're thinking about.
No.
I'm talking about different Disney related.
Yes, yeah. Not what hit the news. It hit the Disney news. And that is there are two major changes that have happened. One, number one, opened up just this Monday. The new change at the Pirates of the Caribbean, which I have not attended, obviously, because it just opened, but I didn't watch a video of it. We'll discuss that. And... probably the most controversial moment and one of the few times that I think everyone kind of rightfully has a gripe, and that is that Walt Disney World is now implementing a new system of charging for overnight parking at resorts. So if you're staying at a hotel at Walt Disney World, what was free parking, we're not talking about valet parking, self-parking, there are now additional charges, and they're not like $3. So I'll go through them real quick, and that is Disney Value Resorts, $13 a night, Moderate Resorts, $19 a night, and Deluxe Villas at $24 a night. And complimentary parking will still be available for guests at Fort Wilderness campsites, and because they provide an area for parking. I know that we've kind of fought back against like people who have said, oh, they're nickel and diming us for these experiences, and I've never had a problem with those. Like, hey, we're creating this new thing. And with that new thing is going to come a new way to spend money. And yeah, it may be something that changes your park plans or affects what you do. This one does feel like that. It does feel like it. Now, I'm not going to say it didn't feel like something they'd eventually do, but it does feel like a specific charge for something they never charged for before. I mean, how many hotels other than the downtown hotels have you been to that charge for standard parking?
I have a question about this specifically. Yeah. Is there... one, are they collecting that charge at the entranceway gate or at the resort?
It appears it's only applied to overnight guests.
That was my second.
Yeah,
so like, if you're going for a meal,
you're fine.
No charge. Which, when I first heard this, my thought was, oh, they're trying to limit the people that go use parking and then use the transportation
right. To
avoid the parking fee.
But it's the opposite of that.
Yeah, it's actually... they should have just included it or made a blanket parking fee for, like, if you're coming in here, you're paying.
Yeah.
Like, just a car
tax
almost.
If you have breakfast at Chef Mickey's.
It's almost, it is worse.
Yeah, if you have breakfast at Chef Mickey's, you can say, okay, $10 for parking. Okay, I don't like it, but you're right. Maybe it's the same changes they had to do for the guest assistance pass. When people start abusing the system, they have to change it. But that's not what this is.
Yeah, that doesn't solve that problem, which
is
what I thought they were doing.
This is the exact opposite of that.
It would have been easier to swallow for everyone, I think, if they had said a general... look, actually, the parking rate's coming down, but it's applying to anyone who comes in.
Or just
buy a $10 day pass to bring a vehicle in here. That, I feel like most people would be like, okay, I kind of understand it because there was some abuse, but it is still, it does kind of stink for people staying on property. But no, that's not what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, but
they're making Soarin' 2 out of this.
No, but here's the deal. It is a business. And what is the point of a business to make money? I don't think, and Logan and I talked about it before the show, I don't think this is a fee that they say, we're going to make a ton of money on this. I think it is a discouragement.
100%
for people to not bring in cars.
It's like a psychological prompt.
If they fly in and rent a car, they go there. They have access to go anywhere in.
Yeah, you can go to Universal.
In Orlando.
You can go everywhere.
Exactly.
Go to iDrive. Go do that. Orlando I.
Now, people are going to put a hat on, like, man, I'm not going to spend $20 a day on top of what I'm already giving them.
It's an extra $100 well, if see, you're there this, 5 days.
So I'm going to use the shuttle system, and I'm going to get over to the resort. And you know what? We're just going to stay put.
It hits our
family. And
they
think that they're sticking them to the man, but they're not, because here's the deal.
They're spending a lot
everybody,
more money
yeah, exactly right. Oh,
staying there.
So you're talking $20 for the whole dang family a day, okay?
Well, let
what
me tell
you. Freaking do. You know how much a meal costs for the for one, like one
once
meal.
He gets started, Matt Lott, you can't
it's
get
okay.
him to stop.
I was trying to jump in.
I wasn't
go ahead,
before
Matt,
you
let,
go.
No, let Matt talk.
It Let's hits our family because
it doesn't because you're DVC and
oh,
you're
okay.
exempt.
Well, does that apply for everybody that's like
your whole family?
Is it just the reservation yeah. or is it just the people that are DVC? Because not all of us
if
are
you're
DVC.
In the reservation of the room, like
okay.
But still, if you weren't, you
yeah,
drive.
If you weren't, though, and you drive down because you intend, like, you're taking a big family trip and you're going to stay for a week or so, this is hitting you hard.
Does it hit you hard? Sure. However, it's like, it's not going to discourage you.
This time I want you to keep talking because you're going to prove yourself wrong.
No.
Keep it going.
No. I don't think it doesn't keep you from going. It doesn't keep if especially if like you guys go all the time, you'll always drive, you'll always want a car.
Not anymore. They just canceled their DVC
contract.
Yeah, we
just canceled. It's over.
Because of this.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true.
It felt real for a moment.
It's real to me.
We're on the same
tunnel vision for a second. Will, I'm going to need you to calm down.
Now, people are up.
I was like, oh, no.
But this is a big impact. So
it
you're
is.
Staying
this
at...
one is one of the few that I completely can get behind the people who are negative Nancy,
right.
usually going on complaining about something. If you're complaining about the you don't like they changed the scene mm-hmm. to Pirates of the Caribbean, I can't join you on that one.
Right.
That's whatever. You can complain about it, but like that doesn't impact anything.
Let me ask
this
you one question.
This one does, because this is like pretty much like you said, when you're renting a car, for the cheap rates that you get in Orlando mm-hmm. to rent a car, you're almost going to double potentially your rental car.
Right. Not even renting a car, just driving.
Just driving.
Driving down
car,
to save money on airfare. Now it's like, well, maybe.
Because if you have a 5-person family or even a 3-person family and, mm-hmm. and your children have to
at
have
least
airfare,
one car.
You know, that can be at least $600
yeah.
if you get a good round trip flight. You know,
right.
that's a significant, but now they're eating into your cost savings.
Yes, exactly.
And the reasons I would be that's the most frustrating about this is one, the reasons why you want to bring a car is the Disney transportation system is inadequate. If you're using buses mm-hmm. to know, especially if you want to dine at resorts, if my wife and I don't bring a car and we choose to stay on property, take the Magical Express, and say we want to go dine at Chef Mickey's, but we're staying at Saratoga. Well, if the parks close early, which if you go in the off season, they tend to, yeah. I'm having to go to like transfer.
You got to go to the transportation center or somewhere.
Or Disney Springs. So yeah. that means after I eat dinner that's over at 10 o'clock at night possibly, yeah. I have a 2-hour bus ride. I mean, obviously, we would just Uber at this point. The execution of this is the worst. They should have just made the resorts go up. Nobody would have noticed if Pop Century went up $10 a night and nobody would have said anything about it.
Right.
It would have just slid out there. Add the cost to the cost of the room.
That's right. what I'm saying.
We
that
would,
well, it, that, right. It,
this
they're
is
not
a
worried about the
they
don't care
money.
About the $10.
Right.
They're
not trying
the
to look for the revenue off of the in theory, they want the revenue of parking to go down.
Yes.
They mm-hmm. don't want that
how much
small
are the,
cost center to be a big revenue generator.
They want people going over to the snack stand.
Exactly.
How much are the minivans?
I would be really curious to see
awesome.
At what the like what they expect to get out of a person per hour on property.
I think they're
like,
pushing
what's
for
the
these
dollar
vans.
Amount? And it's got to be pretty substantial. And then what their loss revenue is for those people taking their car off property for those hours per
yeah,
person.
That's true.
Yeah. They're yeah, wanting to keep people true. On property.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I think that happens is
they could also boost their revenue for the
minivans. You go to Disney with the same wallet.
That's what I think they're doing.
You go to Disney with the same wallet regardless of what Disney charges. If you've got $200 to go to Disney a day set aside, you're going to spend $200. So I'm not going to buy $24 of souvenirs that day. I'm not going to maybe do deluxe. Maybe I'll do counter service. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to get more money from people. Because
see,
you only have.
I would disagree. There's a lot of people that go that way, but then a lot of people that do go down, and they are not necessarily tracking what they're spending when they go get another snack. If yeah. their kid asked for another thing, and they didn't say, uh-uh, sorry, kid, we hit the $200 limit on our envelope for the day, you're not getting this apple juice. You know, like if right. a bunch of people getting an extra apple juice for their kid is going to make up the lost revenue of mm-hmm. of parking that's not happening. because they're staying on
property. I mean, Matt brought this up. Technically, at the Value Resorts, if you stay a week there, you're being charged what was probably a little bit less for parking than another night at the resort. Because when you add up a week, it's like $90-something dollars for a week on the $13 night. Mm-hmm. So when you know Pop Century or those, you can get in the, you know, depending on the time of year, between, if you're at AP, you could get it $100 mm-hmm. and it goes up to, you know, $250, something like that for like a Art of Animation. So you're talking about close to a night, and you're right. I think this is absolutely what it is. I think this is one of our friends, one of our podcast buddies. I forget exactly who. I think the guys at Drunk on Disney, they put out, or the 3 o'clock, they do the 3 o'clock parade podcast. They put out like, oh, but if everyone stays on, like does this per night, it's like an extra $250,000 a day.
Wow.
But that's also just not going to happen. And I think that's right. I think that's the thing is that.
Yeah, that's like worst case scenario.
That's it. No, I mean, yes. If they make an extra $250,000 a day, is that good? Yeah, that's a heck of a chunk.
Regardless of your decision.
However, I feel like they're making an extra $400,000 a day for you not leaving. Something of that number is a lot higher than you expect.
Regardless of your decision, they are making more money.
Yeah.
And it's smart. Now, here's the reason it's smart. Like, I know everybody's like, oh, this is so stupid. We're having to pay for parking now. Since when do you not pay for parking? You know what I mean?
I mean, most hotels you stay at, you don't. I mean, well, if you go to a downtown hotel,
I understand that. But I mean, when I go to Disney, I don't sit there and say I'm going to a hotel.
Yeah, no, I guess
I'm going to an amusement park. I'm going to an experience. I'm going to everything. You know, well, I'm on vacation.
Part of the thing about the resorts is they're kind of like an experience to themselves. So now it's, I don't know. I wasn't worried about paying for parking at these resorts before now because it wasn't an issue.
Right.
Grease, the other point, though, of what you're saying, though, is you're like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal, I feel like, if this weren't new.
They have always
allowed you to stay there and park your car there for free, and now it stings a little, especially to the loyalists. There's a big swath of people that don't listen to Disney podcasts, that have never been to a resort before and are going to see this and not know the difference.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what Grease is saying.
Yeah.
And
I think the majority.
A good amount, that's who they're banking on with the psychology of they're like, well, what if we don't rent a car? And then they're stuck there and they're not thinking it through. The people listening to this show now may go to Universal just to stick it to them. Yeah. Like, you know, there's that duality of we live in a different bubble than I think their intended impact is not for people that are listening to the show, but the vocal listener base and media consumers of Disney-based media are the ones that are going to be upset about it because it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It does feel a little sneaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, why are you doing this to us?
And two, it could be a feature that they're going to roll out with like the new Disney Platinum Plus pass.
Yeah. Well, annual passes, you know, you get to stay overnight for free. Or not overnight. You get to stay at go to the parks for free, but now you would still have to pay for parking.
Exactly
if you went to
right.
The resort.
But if they're looking but at, we can make an extra $100 on people.
Yeah, because, again, what this does to me is just give me another reason not to stay on property.
Well, that's what I've learned over the weekend. I host an event in Orlando, so I'm on all of their mailing lists, right? So I've gotten a ton of, hey, by the way, we don't charge parking emails over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So like the resort that my event's at this year, they sent an email and said, hey, parking's on us. I mean, I'm going to do
And it's a quarter of the price.
Yeah, literally. I mean, and so, I mean, I think that's the.
But you're right. I don't think this is going to be something. I mean, I think there will be a backlash from the hardcore. I think even Forbes did an article like, is the Disney fandom wearing off? And I think that's an issue people are going to have to kind of come to grips with, is sort of the business model behind all this. And I do believe this is stuff that probably has happened in the past. We just weren't necessarily as keenly aware of what was going on because we weren't doing these kind of podcasts pre-social media. No one really talked about these things. And now, due to this podcast and other ways, people now have ways to share it. Because, again, if you just were to show
up. If you were getting upset about something, it would literally take, like, all of America about 2 years to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, right. Instead of 30 seconds of they announced a parking change.
Right.
And again, we're not usually the show, and I'm specifically not the person that goes on these rants about changes because I believe we need changes and things have to move forward and we have to do this. And I understand when different they need different revenue for different things. But this one feels like it's like it just feels sneaky.
It feels like the outrage is the loudest I've ever heard it over anything since we've been doing the show.
Yeah.
I feel like people are the most, and sure, people are threatening, well, fine, we'll stay off property. And I think a lot of people, you know, when you weigh, do you stay on property? You know, do you stay in a hotel that has 3-bedroom suites that are less than $200? Do you stay in a luxury vacation home in Reunion that's,
you know, that's anywhere from, I mean, a few $300 to $1,500, depending on how many people you want to sleep.
Right, but it's still cheaper than
35 people.
It's still cheaper than a 2-bedroom DVC room that you
Yeah, cheaper than a Bay Lake Tower suite, for sure.
I'm a budget guy. When it comes to vacations, I'm a budget guy. I was actually just recently considering doing like Pop Century. I was recently considering being off property. There's a ton of perks. They make it easy for you. They've got shuttles, blah, 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 blah. However, there's only like one way, like you can't experience things at those kind of hotels, you know what I'm saying? Or the off property things is like, for instance, I won't say a hotel
at the Hall of President,
at the Hall of Ian, Hollis Ian, like you can't walk out on your balcony and see a dang giraffe 30 feet from you.
No, right.
But you can. At the Animal Kingdom.
But I think,
so it's like,
yeah.
I mean, so
no, I don't feel like this is, and I think Terry's right. If it was $20 more per night, you would probably not blink at the hotel.
Right.
This is a strategic move. This strategic move to inform you that it's not $24, that you are paying, making a big hoop-de-doo about the fact that here's how much you have to pay for parking. Because I think, you know, I think we're on the same wavelength here.
No, if you go to the hoop-de-doo, I don't think you'll have to pay for parking.
Yeah, because it's different, right? It falls under.
And that's per car. So, I mean, let's just say you're going there with, you know,
three cars, like my family. Like,
yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, two, like.
Is it per car?
Four of you.
I assume.
So if you're like a family of four, it's like, okay, so I'm paying an extra $100 for 5 days.
Big deal.
You know what?
Right.
I'm dropping thousands.
Right.
That's the run of the mill thing, but this is impacting like a portion of people that go.
Oh, I hate it.
And it is
it
a punch for them.
It impacts everyone.
Right.
It's just whether you're willing to tolerate it. And what are you going to do? Are you not going to go for $100 more?
Well,
no.
Yeah. I'm saying that because it's a little bit more than just like a, you know, for some families, it's more than just like, oh man, this is something else for me to complain about. I get that. But then too, this is like, I mean, if you're going for a week, yeah. I mean, this is a
thing that should burn people, and I get why it does, and I get why, you know, that's what I said. These big publications are doing articles specifically about the changes at Walt Disney World, and I'm not talking about Inside the Magic. You know, I'm talking
about Forbes
and
New York Times.
Yeah, exactly. Saying, you know, kind of what are they doing here? What is the point of this?
Yeah.
And are they burning people to the point where they just can't take it anymore? And I think the answer to that is no. They're not burning people to the point they can't take it anymore, but I think they are weighing the magic off a little bit. They're making it seem a little bit more, like you said, less like a fun family vacation and more like you're going to a luxury resort.
Financial liability.
And look, if you were to look at a room at Pop Century or at All Star Music and Movies and said it was $15 a night more, is that going to change, or $13 a night more? Is that going to change you booking there? Maybe not, but certainly not going to, you're not going to go in there and go, man, this was, you know, worth paying an extra.
But you might consider the B Resort and Spa at Disney Springs that doesn't charge parking.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah, part of me thinks
valet
weirdly
rates staying the same during this. No. Wait, yeah. I thought I just read that valet rates are going up.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, they should, because a valet rate would be the $1 more.
Valet parking prices at resorts will also be raised as a part of these changes.
Okay. I would assume they have to, because if $24 at a Disney Deluxe is per night, it's $25 to do a full day there.
Right.
If you're just a regular
guest. My thought process on that, if the gap was closer, because when I went a couple of years ago, I pulled up and they're like, would you like to valet? I'm like, I don't know. How much is it? $25 a night. Okay. Like, what are my other options? Oh, you can just self-park over there and that's free. And I was like, well, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
Okay. Because I'm here for a week. So I go over there, I self-park, and I'm wondering if, yeah, I would have thought they're trying to boost their valet game at all of these resorts if they shrink that gap.
I think another thing you have to think about with this as well is when you think beyond just the impact it has on Disney tourism, but the rental car industry as a general, you may see rates go up in Orlando because Orlando is notoriously cheap to rent a car. Like, you can get cars for almost nothing, right? But if a lot of people now see, okay, for my 5-day stay, it's over $100 in parking plus my, you know, $200 or $150. I'm spending now $300 on a rental car.
Right. There's a
but if so people stop renting those cars, the market may have to adjust and they may have to raise the rental car rates at Enterprise and Hertz and all those to compensate for the lost business they're seeing from.
Right.
I mean, because you think a lot of the people renting cars are renting it to go to Disney.
Until they say, oh, but you know what the cheapest option is? These minivans.
Or this free bus that we've offered for the last few years. And the reason you offer this free bus is not, again, as a fun bonus for staying on property.
Right.
The reason they offer that bus is so you can't leave. And that's the same reason they're going to do this. It's to get you to not leave. Because
there is nothing magical about that express.
Welcome home.
You can't leave. Take you 10 hours to get to your hotel.
So, an interesting theory I've had, and I've heard from someone that's experienced this in a sales DVC meeting, is that DVC prices have significantly gone way up, like triple of what I paid to join.
Now you joined about what, 15?
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
And so.
And that's good for 50 years?
Yes.
Okay.
It's based, depending on the resort, depending on when you buy. But they were, someone used the phrase that their salesperson basically said, that you're basically locking in your rate, almost like you're buying trip insurance. You're guaranteeing your Disney experience for the next 50 years. I think this is going to be something you're going to see DVC sales agents using. Hey, don't want to pay that parking you got stuck with this time? Just know that
You're already coming here every year.
You're coming in. We're going to take care of that for you. So, you know. All right.
Well, this is a good time to take a quick break and tell you about our friends at Simple Contacts. Now, Matt Lott, you wear contact lenses, right?
I do.
Do you always find yourself dreading that annual appointment?
I do.
Well, guess what?
What, Logan?
I think you already did this. You got to renew your contacts on Simple Contacts.
I did, and I can see the difference.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.
The difference is it's very quick and very fast, and you were able to do a online vision test, which was pretty neat. And tell us about what's the process? You go in, you put in your prescription, and then they kind of confirm your prescription.
Right. Right. It's a simple process, a few steps. It took no time. Simple Contacts is just, their name says it all. It's simple.
They bring the contacts and the doctor straight to your home.
Contacts, not context.
Contacts. Simple Contacts brings the doctor.
They bring the context to your contacts.
That's good. That's better too. Simple Contacts, what they do is they bring the doctor's office to your home. The vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. They offer an amazing selection of every brand of lenses, and their prices are hard to beat. The eye exam is just $20, and they offer free shipping. Note, though, the Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic eye health exam. Again, you heard Matt Lott did it. They want to offer our listeners a special, special thing, and that is save $30 off your first Simple Contacts order. Go to simplecontacts.com/WDW. Enter the promo code WDW at checkout. Then again, you'll receive $30 off. They make it simple, convenient. They're very reliable. It's designed by doctors, like I said. All the brands that you like, really quick. The vision test is self-guided. It takes less than 5 minutes. Think of how much time you save compared to going, making an appointment, getting on the phone, calling a doctor, finally showing up, taking time off. The savings are also on point. The vision test, like I said, only $20, and they ensure every customer is 100% satisfied. You can get text updates when it's time to reorder. Again, go to simplecontacts.com/WDW. Use the promo code WDW. Again, simplecontacts.com/WDW. Put in that promo code WDW, and you get $30 off. Pretty good. Give it a try, and thank me later.
And with that $30, you might be able to afford to park in the deluxe resort.
For $30, you can park two and like a quarter night at a value.
There you go. We're here to help.
What's a fortnight mean?
2 weeks.
Really?
A fortnight? Yeah.
Oh, I'm putting in my fortnight notice, y'all.
Grease is done.
I'm done.
All right. Well, this is a bummer, I think, for a lot of people, and it should be. And, you know, if the outrage is loud enough, you never know. I try not to incite, you know, rage. But I get this one.
Like, if you
all you do, Logan.
Like, if we wanted to talk about the darn...
Logan's the only guy I know that could literally put, like, I don't know, like, the most harmless t-shirt design up on social media, and he will get blasted.
I get a lot of heat.
There goes Logan again.
I mean, like, he could have, like, a childhood Hot Wheels car that he absolutely loved. He wanted to put it on a shirt. He puts it up. It's like, hey, check this out. I'm going to totally buy this. I love this shirt. And literally, like...
How could you do this to me?
You're wrong. You're wrong.
You're dead wrong, Logan.
You're wrong. You're going to buy that. Not how I see it. You say context instead of context. It's weird.
How could you do this?
What's wrong with you people?
All right. Well, I don't want to spend too much time on the next thing because it's stupid.
You're wrong.
And that is the Pirates of the Caribbean did actually open up this week with the new change, with the new auction scene. I will have to say this. My voice cracked. I watched it on YouTube because within 3 minutes of pre-opening, everyone on my Facebook page, I feel like, had already seen it and taken a video and posted it with multiple angles because that's the culture we live in right now.
And well, Pirates of the Caribbean starts with a P and a C, and it's now PC.
Yeah, I watched it.
Come on.
Who posted so I can watch
literally
it?
Literally everyone.
I haven't seen it.
Well, then your internet and mine are very different. I think WDW News Today posted it early. Jeff Lang posted it.
I'm watching
a lot of
it
people
right
posted
now.
It quickly. There was a line of people, you know, vloggers with cameras ready to do it. Here's what I think. I watched the scene. My main beef with the scene is it makes no sense. I don't know what I'm looking at. I've at least the last one. It's horrible when it comes to politically correctness that it was. It was pretty clear what was going on.
So what you're saying is they essentially made it Pirates 3.
Yeah, exactly. They made just something that's very confusing. It's longer Touché. And it doesn't make any sense.
Low blow, Will.
Watching it though, it's, you know, it's an art auction of stolen art.
We want the painting.
No, and then they're actually trying instead. They're like, no, they want rum, and it's like, okay, so we changed this out for them, and then guns. It's very odd. Like, it's like they switched it out for something not as controversial, but still guns and alcohol. That because no one wants the art that they're auctioning.
I'm watching.
So it's Grease Pirates.
You watch it for fun. It's like going to the art auction at the casino or on the cruise ship.
They call this art.
Yep.
Now, have you ever gone to the art auction on the casino? Because this is what it feels like.
Oh, man. I have sauntered past it.
Yeah. It was packed.
People are there for the champagne.
Well, yeah, they offer like free wine and like stuff like that. You got to get people like ready to say yes to art.
Art they had no intention of purchasing.
Yeah. Baby, this art piece is speaking to me. Like, no, it's not. Harold, that's the Chardonnay.
Yeah, that pod cruise they were selling the Thomas Kincaid Disney Arts. A lot of our listeners were interested, but I did not go to the art auction. But the scene doesn't make any sense. I'll just say that. I'm not opposed to the change. I think it was actually a smart move to make the change. But I think this scene is out there, man.
I love that she's got three guns. I'm looking at her right now.
Right. That's the thing.
She is packing.
It's like... It's like in the culture of today.
It's
right
like
now,
you went from one thing to another thing that's not great.
I had
no
idea.
What's more culturally inappropriate? Let's bring in guns.
Well, I thought that, and know that they made it before like the recent controversy, but in Thor Ragnarok, I finally got to see it. I don't know if y'all have seen it yet. Woo. There's like a whole scene where the guy's like saves the day with AK-47.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, I found these in Texas. And it's like this whole thing. Like, it's like the pivotal plot point in the movie. I'm like, they didn't think this.
You know what's hilarious
10
about that?
Through. Yeah.
Super nerd, that's straight out of like that was a cover of a comic book.
Oh, that's awesome.
One of that,
oh,
that
with him with the
whatever
guns.
His name yeah. is. Yeah, that's like a cover. Like
but
they redid
when
the shot.
When you watch it now, it's a little like,
I can't handle the name of that film.
Ragnarok. That's David Gray.
I don't think David Gray. I think of
Ragnarok.
Up on Ragnarok.
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 All right.
It's like that, like a rock. The
Ragnarok.
I'm
stolen a Ragnarok.
Was that for a truck?
Chevy.
Down in Ragnarok?
That's what you just said.
I know. I was going through the list.
Shut up over there.
You repeated him.
It was good. I enjoyed the movie. All right. I think that's going to do it. If anyone else has any Pirates things to chime in on?
No. Stroller parking fees coming up, I imagine, right outside the ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there a joke where she says, we here for your art?
Probably.
Good.
I will say.
And it's a completely new recording of new actors performing these roles. They try to do kind of the voice of the auctioneer. Gets kind of close. The script is weird, though. The whole thing is weird.
Do you still hear We Wants the Redhead?
No. They took that. They actually...
That's kind of the reason they took it out.
Yes, but they could have figured out a... I feel like they could have figured out a way to put certain classic lines in it, and it seems like they didn't. They actually more kinda infused, these weird lines that are close. Like, so, instead of he's like, show them your larboard side, he's like, show them your artwork side. Like, something like that. It's real weird. It's just weird. Go watch it and go enjoy it when it comes out. All right, we got to get going.
There's a 99% chance the next time you ride that ride, you're going to be on a boat with some Disney fans that are going to loudly yell when they get to that scene, we want the redhead.
Well, don't ruin it for
and
people.
And they're terrible people.
I'm going to say this. Don't ruin that for people. Yeah. Let them enjoy it. People don't know any difference. Most people don't know any difference.
True.
All We're in a cultural moment here. Let's not make this
And also,
thing.
This is the one that I have to say. I'm going to wrap it up because we got to get to our next thing here. But I get it, guys. Like, if you don't understand why they changed this sequence.
Right.
Like, what? I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how it took this long.
You're wrong.
I know that. And I know people are up in arms about it. And I get that it's a classic attraction and you don't want to change classic scenes. I totally 100% get that. And they merchandise the crap out of the We Wants the Redhead stuff. That doesn't mean necessarily it was the right thing that should have been in the Disney World attraction. And people are like, they're making pirates. They're not pirates anymore. They don't sell people anymore. It's like, well, you know. I believe these are kind of cartoon pirates. Like, this is not...
I heard they were changing the song to It's a Small World.
Do a lot of pirates sing? Like, do you know a lot of pirates that get together, sing joyously while burning a town down?
Yeah. That's very pirate.
Together?
Yeah.
In unison?
They have... it's kind of like sailors. Sailors do that. It's a thing. Yes, even in the Navy.
That happened.
They yo-ho, yo-ho kind of thing.
I heard they were going to get rid of the saying, a pirate's
yo-ho's
booty.
So, strangely with this ride... It wasn't going to be at Walt Disney World because of political correctness.
Terry won't let you end it.
In the 70s?
Trying
in
to
the 70s, it wasn't an open day attraction for that reason because they thought Florida, there's a lot of people who are like come from a pirate background that someone in a meeting
this
said.
This sounds fake. Don't know if I believe this.
Okay.
This sounds like a fake story.
It's
no
not.
One has ever been like, we're afraid of offending the pirate constituency in Florida. I'm just telling you not a real thing. That's a fake story McNair told you. That is a load of punk.
I've heard it from someone other wrong. Than McNair.
But also McNair.
Yeah, McNair, he verified it.
Right,
that is so, because someone else heard it from
the
McNair.
Last,
that is a fake story.
Non-Somali pirates. When was those kind of pirates?
No, there is a... I'm sure there's a pirate podcast.
They're talking about the Buccaneers. They were afraid they were going to offend the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans.
Which, if you've ever been to one of those games, you probably don't want to offend those people.
Yeah. Burn it down. All right, let's wrap it up. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm so over this.
All right, we're done. All right, we're done.
I'm the Grease.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I promise I am.
And I'm Matt Lott.
All right, we'll see you on the next show.